Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalet. This is Chaf Dalet. We're on Chaf Gimel and Beis. We're on the fourth line from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Most of the Daf today is dealing about different types of miscarriages and exactly what is miscarried. Tana Rabbanan. Hamapeles Guf Otum. If a woman miscarries a Guf Otum, sealed up Guf. So Ein Imo Tamei Aleda. The mother is not tameh as a woman who just had gave birth. Why not? Because she didn't give birth to anything that's going to survive. She didn't give birth to a viable child. Be'ezu guf atum, what does that mean? Rabbi Omer, k'dei she'inatel menachai v'yamus. That means that whatever was born, had this been a live, regular person walking around, and you remove those organs, the person will die. So if you remove somebody's pinky, he will not die. Most of the time. That's not something that's guf, you know? But if you remove the heart, or you remove the brain, or you, one of the organs, the person will pass away. So too, that's what was born, that's not considered a labor. The comma, you're not talking about a chayat yamas? Again, it's a strange question. How much is that? How much has to be taken away? The live person can't live? From Zakei Omer, now they're talking about an animal, ad har kuba, by the leg, by the bottom of the leg. In Hilchus Treifas, for an animal, that's called a treifa. There's a break by the arkuva, below the arkuva, by the ankle there, that's already called a treifa. Why is that called a treifa? Because it's halacha moshe mishia that such a thing is a treifa. So we're going to see in a minute that he's holding from the rules of treifa. And Rabbi Yana Omer, no, adlan akavav, up till the stomach area, the loins. Why? Because, and Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rishu Rabbi Yossi ben Yehoshua, ad makam tiburo, even higher, till the stomach. Till the belly button, right? Bein Reb Zakei, Bein Reb Yanai, the difference between Reb Zakei and Reb Yanai, ikibinayu treifa chaya. Can a treifa live? Marsavar treifa chaya. Reb Yanai holds a treifa can live. So I don't care that it has a little break by its leg. You're right. Hilchas treifa, you can't eat that animal. But it's not going to die. It can still live. Therefore, I have to give a much higher shear. Much more of the body has to be missing for this child to be called not viable. Umarsavar, Reb Zakei holds. Treifa ain't a chayah. Treifa's not going to live. So the fact that it has a break by the arkuba, by the knee, that's more than enough. And bein Rabbi Yana le Rabbi Yochanan, between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, which the whole the difference between them is the loins, the nekava, right, or the stomach. It can be nayo de Rabbi Elazar. The difference is the opinion of Reb Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, nital yerech. If you remove the yerech, the chalal sheba, and the space over there. Nevela, it's already in Nevela. The adult, even though it's walking around, even though it's called a dead Nevela, it's a din of the Nevela. Why is it a din of the Nevela? Because you've made it impossible for it to live. Shechita won't save it. It's already too late. So, Rabbi Yana holds like that. Right? Therefore, up to the loins area, then a kavav, it has the status of that yinatel menachai v'yamos. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, the shear has to be even higher up to the tabura. Amar of Papa, machlokes domata vulamaila. This machlokes is only when you're going up the body. Aval milmaila lamata, but going down the body, starting at the head, the shear is much different. I feel the kol dehu tahora. Any amount of the head that's missing, a small amount, nobody, you can't live with a hole in your head. Right? So if the baby's born with a hole in his head like that, it's not called a leda, can't live, and therefore the woman's not tameya. V'chei number of Gidol Amar B'Yochanan, Hamapeles es Golgoloso Atuma. If she gives birth to some kind of stuffed head like that, some kind of sealed head like that where it can't live, Imo Tahora, the mother is Tahar. The number of Gidol Amar B'Yochanan, Hamapeles Kimen Apakta de Dikla. If she gives birth to some kind of, it looks like a Dekel tree, which means one central stalk with like branches coming out. Not sure what exactly that means, but some kind of deformity. Imo Tahora. Again, the mother's Tahar. Why is she Tahar? It's not a viable child. What exactly that means, I don't know.
It goes according to what's born?
Correct.
Or it goes according to what comes out?
No, it goes according to what comes out. So what came out? No, what comes out? So is it viable?
Right. But it was viable, not viable?
Correct. Correct. So.
But we had before, it comes out.
I know, they ask all the, that's where there's a very complicated sugi here, because what if we had the Gemara, what if somebody miscarries an arm? So he said, the difference didn't. So it's very complicated how to figure all this out, how to make all the Gemaras fit. How to make them all shtim with each other. Very difficult. Very simply, it has to be a viable child. Otherwise, you run into the problem. Otherwise, it's not considered.
No, it's not a problem.
It's not a leida, so then she's tar.
Right.
It's not. What is it? So maybe she, now the question is: she a nida? She had something come out. Is she a dam? So that's a whole. All these are big machlokas. Right. So none of that applies. Right. We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see soon that it's really tomorrow that misafek. We're going to say a woman had a child. We're going to say a woman did not have a child, or she did have a child, but we're not going to give her yemei tahira. We're not going to say that after 7 days, after 14 days, whatever comes out of you for the next 80 days is tahora. We're not going to say that because they have a suffer what you get, what if you had a child or not. So to say you're tummy for 2 weeks, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do that. But then to say you have now, but we don't have it today. It used to be. No matter what she came out of her body for the next 66 days by a female was tar.
Right.
So that far we're not going to go. Right? We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute that they'll make it. You'll see in a minute. But that's the only quirk. How to fit all the Gemaras is not easy. Itmar. Hamapeles may misha panav musumsim. If someone has a miscarriage of a face that is crushed. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar imo tameya. Rabbi Yochanan says the mother is tamei. Rish Lakish Amar imo tahora. Rish Lakish says no, she's tahora. Why? That's not a leida. That mean crushed face. That doesn't mean the crushed face. Eisir Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, wait a minute. You hold that a crushed face is not a leida? 1 minute. Hamapelas yad chatucha v'redel chatucha. We learned that if a woman has a miscarriage of just a cut-off hand or a cut-off leg, imo tamei leida. She's tamei as a birth, just a hand. Vein choshishin, shema miguf atum basa. We're not choshesh, well, maybe it came from a non-viable baby. We don't say that, right? Via misa. And if it's true, that what? That if you give birth to a crushed face, it's tahar. If that's true, listen, why don't we say Shema miguf atum? Maybe it came from a guf atum. O mimi shepanav musmasin, right? Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that when someone gives birth to a hand or a foot out of the blue, right? Listening, Shema miguf atum, omi shepan of musmasin. Maybe the hand or a foot came from, this is really your question, sort of your question. Maybe the hand or foot came from a baby that can't be viable, or from a crushed type of fit, and should be tar. We don't find Rish Lakish arguments on that. You can't argue, it's a bright anyway, but we don't find that, well, Rish Lakish, you didn't have anything to say about that. How come all of a sudden over here he's a makel? So, Amar of Papa, says it probably like this. The pun of Musmasin, if it's a crushed face like that, Kuliyama lo pligi de Tameya. Everybody holds it's Tameya. That's considered a valid leida, that's Tameya. Ki pligi, when do they argue? The pun of Tuchos, where there is no, I think this means, there is no form of a face at all. There isn't even a form of a face at all. V'yipch itmar, and we look the exact opposite way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar imotar. There's no face at all, that's not a leida. Rish Lakish Amar Tameya. Rish Lakish says, no, it's Tameya. So now, the Gemara asks, V'lusvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Meha. Why doesn't Rish Lakish throw the question back on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, you hold this baby that's born without a face is Tahar, so then why is the arm that's born Tameh? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Deshani Le, because the answer is, Hainu Guf Atum, Hainu Shepanav Tuchus. It's the same thing. A guf atum means a pun of tuchos. It's the same thing. Therefore, it doesn't answer the question. Right? Hainu guf atum, hainu misha pun of tuchos. Right?
Either way, it's not viable.
What?
Either way, it's not viable.
I know. So then why is an arm or a leg come out? Yes, tummy?
You don't know what it is.
Right. I just don't know what it is. Right. But now we're gonna have this Gemara here. I'm not sure I understand that answer now. In other words, the question is, Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, if a baby's born without a face, without a form of a face, it's not a baby. Therefore, there's no tumah. So why the hand comes out by itself? It is tumah. That we don't have an answer really for that. So he answered.
He's saying it.
Yeah.
The note says that there's a difference between missing it completely and disfigurement.
Uh huh. So disfigurement is yes tumah, missing it completely is no tumah.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
She answers your question about the arm.
Right. Right. Okay. Now Bnei Rav Chiya, the children of Rav Chiya, nafak l'kriyasa, they went out to some town. Also l'kamei da'avuhon, their father Rav Chiya said to the two boys. The two boys' names are Yehuda and Chizkiya, right? They were brothers. Yehuda Bar Chiya, Bar Rav Chiya, and Chizki Bar Rav Chiya. And so Rav Chiya said to the boys, "Klum ba ma'asil yelchem? Did any childless come your way while you were over there in that town?" Amru, yeah. Panam tuchos baliyadenu. We had a case of a woman who gave birth to a baby without a face. And vitaminu. We were matam of the baby. We were matam of the mother. So much as amulahem. Tu'u v'tiharu ma'ashetamesem. Go be matahar what you just were matame. Go back to the town and tell her, no, she's tar. Why? My daitchu. What was your svara? L'chumra? You want to be machmir? The person point out. They could
be safe, machmir.
What?
Be safe,
to be safe, let's be machmir. So the Chum point out that Rav Chiya was their Rebbe. He went with them. See, he knew that he taught them that's not the halacha. So it can't be that they held no. But they were being machmir. That was their shita. No. Rav Chiya knew that they didn't hold that way. He taught them. So he knew that it was that was the halacha. Now everyone's afraid to be makel. Right? So I'll be machmir. I'll tell her she's tame.
Says
Rav Chiya, chumra da'asil ne'kula. Chumra is going to lead to a massive kula. It's a massive nichsel. What's the kula? De'kiyahavala yimei tar. You're going to give her 66 days of tar. That's improper. Right? You told her she's tame. What does that mean, she's tame? That means she had a baby. So she'll be tame for 7. So she really, it really is not going to be 66 days. It's going to be less. Because we're going to say, you have to hold both. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But the bottom line is, so for 14 days, she'll be tummy. Now what happens if day 15, she sees a re'iyah? She can be with her husband? You told her yes. You told her yes. And that's not true. Right? You think you're being machmir? What do you mean?
Then. Even if they see her re'iyah in between?
Yeah. No, what do you mean in between? They have 14.
Six,
yeah.
Six.
All dam that comes out is tahar dam. We're going to get to more in the next parak. It's all tahar dam. What's the svar for that? There is no svar. It's in the Torah. All dam that comes out is tar. So that if you have it, today we don't hold it at all.
I know that.
If you have a baby, a real live, genuine baby, fine. 7 days and 14 days. And then, you're, whatever, then you're tar. It's called yimei tahira. No matter what comes out of her body, she could be with her husband. You want to be machmir? Oh, that must be what we're going to make you tummy. We're going to treat you as if you had a big. Yeah, it's a huge. That'll lead to a massive kula. The massive kula is she can be with her husband from day number 15 till day number 40. Right? We're going to be machmir. So we're going to treat her like tummy like a girl and then Tara like a boy. So from day 15 to day 40, it's almost. That's terrible. Right? You think you're being machmir? No, it's a huge kula. Itmar. Hamapelis beria, if someone has a miscarriage of a beria, or some kind of creature, sheyeshba beis gabim, it has two backs, right? Beis shed, what? Two backs, beis shed ro'os, two spines. Amar rav, beisha ain't a vlad. Listen to this gemara, is unbelievable. With a woman, that's not a vlad. With two backs. Bebehema asur ba'achila. Not only that, if that would be by behema, you're not allowed to eat that animal. Says Rashi, Behema asur ba'achila, im nishchata. If you slaughter that animal, imo, the mother, v'nimtza b'meyeha, and you find that thing inside, like a ben pekua, v'chein also, v'kolshkein, yatzel avra olam, even if it survived, the nefel hu, v'nevela, it's considered a nevela. So again, if it happens to a human, that's not normal, that's not a leda. If you see an animal like that, even if it's a kosher animal, ostensibly, you can't eat it. It has din of an avela. Shmuel Amar? No. Beisha Vlad? No, that's a valid Vlad. And Bebehema Mutter Ba'achila. And with a Behema, you're allowed to eat it. Says Shmuel, nothing wrong with this. So the guy's got a little double back. It's not the end of the world. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mutter Ba'achila, the Ksiv, call Behema Tochlu. Call Nimtza Bebehema Tochlu. inside a cow. Cow's a kosher animal. You find it inside, that has two backs, big deal. Kol ubalvaji lo prusa so prusa kadamar behemah makasha lele. Has to have split hooves, like we learned. Has split hooves, and it has a double back. So what? But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about over here? So they're arguing about with the Rav Chanan bar Abba in that shita. The Amr of Chanan bar Abba, Hashesua, the word, the animal called the Shesua, right? The Torah says, where does the Torah say it? The Torah says, right? Ach ezel lo tofu. This is what you're not allowed to eat. What does the pasuk say? B'malagera umi mafrise parsa, from those that chew their cud and those that have split hooves. Then the Torah gives a list of ones that only have one of them. What's on the list? Hashesua. We don't know what the Shesua is. Hagamal, the camel. Harneves, the rabbit. Hashafan, another kind of rabbit. Right? What's a Shesua? So, says Rav Chanan bar Abba, Shesua, what's a Shesua? Beria sheyeshla beis gavin or beis shedros. It's an animal with two backs and two spines. It might have split hooves. It might chew its cud, whatever it is. Now, it doesn't chew. No, it might chew its cud. Because a camel chews it. It's still usher. Rav Amar, listen to this. Listen to what Rav says. Beria ba'al molesa. There's no such animal like that. There's no such animal like that. However, from the Torah, right? So, what? Ki agmere rachmana le Moshe. So when Hashem told Moshe there's such a thing as a Shesua, right? B'mei imo agmere. He taught it as something that can only exist inside a person, inside a mother. Inside a mother. Look at Rashi. It says, Rav Savar. Ha de aser rachmana. When the Torah asers this Shesua, it's only kishanim says b'mei behema asura. It's found inside a tame animal. I'm sorry, inside an animal, it's tame. It's aser. I'm sorry. It's found inside a normal animal. It's found inside a kosher animal. It's aser. There is no animal like this. So what is it? When Hashem was teaching Moshe the Torah, he said, by the way, there's such a thing called a camel, has only one simon, you can't eat that. Such a thing as a rabbit, it has one simon, you can't eat that. Such a thing as a Shesua. It's not really an animal. But sometimes, it might happen once in a blue moon in history, you'll open up a cow, and inside you'll see a baby there with two backs. You're not allowed to eat that. You're not allowed to eat that. That's called a Shesua. There's no such animal like this. Maybe it'll come out inside a kosher. You're not allowed to eat that also. But right? Also min, also hamin aser. That's aser. Avalim nimsa. B'mei paro mutter. That's Shmuel. That's what Rav says. So Rav says, there's no animal like this. It might be inside the mother. You're not allowed to eat it. That's what you're not allowed to eat. Shmuel Amar, no. It's an animal out there. It's one of the animals in the world. Which one exactly is it? I can't pinpoint. We don't know what it means in English. However, when Hashem taught this to Moshe, he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, there's an animal out there called a Shesua. It only has one simon. You're not allowed to eat it. There's also such a thing called a camel and a rabbit. You're not allowed to eat them. But as Rashi points out, you find such a thing inside a cow, the halacha is, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because in a cow. That's too bad. All right, that could happen sometimes. It's still mutter. Yeah, what were you saying?
So much work.
It's called Welcome to Shas.
That's been
by the way, it's not an easy answer to the question.
This is also why it was a theoretical issue. Do these things really happen?
I know.
A lot of the other we learn principles from based on, odd cases of a concept. This is basically the person who's worked X, Y, Z, they're telling me that it just doesn't make sense.
I know. It's not an easy answer. And the kid asks you a question, why am I learning this? Forget this. Why am I learning about cows hitting each other? I'm never going to see a cow. Why am I learning? No, because we can transfer it to cars. Still not a good answer. It's very hard. Very hard to answer.
This is what they dealt with. They dealt with cows, with
cows.
I didn't say.
We own cars.
Right. I hear you.
Fixated on
what? Eitze Sina Barchil Rab. Rabbi Chanina ben Atzignas Omer. Kol Sheyesh Bo Beis Gabin Ushnei Shedros. If you give birth to, if not you, if an animal gives birth to a Bechor that has these two backs, two spines, Pasal Avoda. It can't be brought as a carbon Bechor. It's Pasal. Alma, what do you see? Alma Dechai. You can see it lives. Right? Why can it live? Because it lives, I can't bring it for a carbon. Obviously, it's alive. In other words, if you have such an animal in your flock, and it's a Bechor, you cannot bring it as a Bechor. That's what he said. What do you see from that? It could live. Right? That could live. Right? That's a kash on Rav and Shmuel. Why? Both of them held, it can't live. The only question was, what do you do if you find it inside the womb? So Rav said it's Aser, Shmuel said it's Mutter. But to be walking around 2 months later, to have a suffix now, can I bring this to the Beis HaMikdash or not? Both of them said that can't happen. And yet, Rabbi Chanina ben Atzignas says it can happen. So, Amalei, this was a question that Rabbi Simi Barchia asked Rav. So Amalei, Simiat? You ask me that question, Simi? Are you Simi? Are you him, Simi? Shedrasu Akuma. No. Rabbi Chanina ben Atzignas was talking about a little bit of a deformed spine. That's not the same thing as two backs and two spines. You might think it's the same, but it's a completely different animal. A little bit of a funny spine, that could be. Rabbi Chanina ben Atzignas said, it could be, that's a mum, it can't be brought as a carbon. They're talking about an entirely different thing, two spines, two backs, that can't survive. So let's just take a little bit of a breather and do this Rashi of Simiat. Says Rav to Simi. Simiat! Is that you, Simi? What do you mean by that? So, the Kama Duchtin Ashkechon de Mahadele Rav Simi Hachi At. We find many places in Shas where Rav said this to Rav Simi. Are you Simi? V'nir be'ani, I think, Mishum Debar Brehave. It was his grandson. Rav Simi was Rav's grandson. V'kama lehachi Mishum Chabibuse. And he said it as a sign of affection. Klomar, Ate de la Shibeni. Oh, here you are, Simi again. Coming to ask me kashas. Oh, you make me so happy. Right? It's a sign of, is that you again? Is that you trying to best your old grandfather? Is that you again? That's what I think it means. Vani Shamati, I heard, says Rashi, Shemidas Tzniyat Hayabo Barav, the Rav was a very big Tanua, Shalom Hayazakuf Ein of Lamaila. He never even lifted his eyes. Hilkach, therefore, Loha Yemakira. He didn't even know who it was. Says Rashi, Loni Hero, that doesn't make any sense to me. Shari Lo Matsinu Shamarav Kach Lushom Adam Elozeh. He didn't ask anybody else. Is that you, Rabbi Yochanan? Is that you, Rabbi so and so? If you never looked up and never saw anybody, then how come you didn't say this to anybody else? Right? Elozeh, Amar Kama Mokomos Kad Rubenachos. Right? He only said it to see me. Obviously, it can't be that he was such a, I mean, it could have been he was a Tanua. Could have been he didn't lift his eyes that much. However, to say that, that's why he said it, is a little funny. He never said it to anybody else. V'on Chamati, I also heard another pshat. V'shum Decharav Havi. Shimi was very, very smart. V'dachik lei. He would always ask Rav a lot of tough questions. Kahu de'amar, like we say over there, Rachmana l'shizba, Michisufei de'Rav Simi, that he was embarrassed because of the brilliance of Rav Simi. V'lohi, it's not true. Da'asam Rav Simi bar Ashi, Havi de'dachik lei b'ilo r'papa. That's a different person from Simi altogether. That's not the same person either. So therefore, says Rashi, I think the main shot is, it was his grandson, and he said it was not a protection. Very nice. Okay, wonderful. Meishvei. We have a kasha on what we just said. Yesh b'ubrin, there are some pregnancies, talking about animals now, shehein asurin bo, that are going to be usher. What do you mean they're going to be usher? It means that they're going to be usher for as an avila. Because they weren't born to term. So they're not really going to survive. Ben arba ladaka, 4 months for a small, for a daka animal, right? Ben arba ladaka, ben shmona lagasa, 8 months for a gasa animal. Haimenu lamata usser. Any time earlier than these times I just gave you usser. So for example, let's talk about behemagasa. So if it's born in the eighth month, it's usher. What about the seventh month? For sure. What about the sixth month? For sure. Anything lower than eighth, right? Because we're going to see that a behemoth gas is supposed to be born in the ninth month, just like a human being. So if it's born in the eighth month, it's no good. It's not available. What about lower than that? Sure, no good. Right? Now, the Brisa concludes, Yatza, excluded from this rule, Mishi yesh lo shnei gavanu sheish edros. An animal with two spines or two backs, the rule's different. What does that mean? My lav, doesn't that mean Yatza michlal ubrin? Doesn't that mean that it goes out from this rule of ubrin? Right? Shafilu bimei iman asurin. Even if it's usur, even if it's in the ubar, it's usur. Right? Which basically is what Rav said. Rav said, even in the womb, it's usur. Right? Hashem told Moshe, even in the womb, you can't eat that shesua. Shmuel said, it's mutter. Tekashan Shmuel. It's mashra from this brisa that you're not allowed to eat. What else does it mean? By a behemoth daka, by the way, is a 5-month pregnancy. So if it's 4 months, it's an avela. But if it's 3 months, also for sure. Behemoth gasa, 8 months. Excluded from this is the rule of an animal too bad. What's the rule? Must be that even if it's in the womb, it's offer. Which is a kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Rav Metarutz Taimei. Now, this is not a kasha on Rav. But for some reason, Rav felt it necessary for him to answer this brisa. Why? Even though it's not a kasha on Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said a behemoth found in the womb, this two-backed strange thing, is usher. So that's exactly what the brisa said. What does it mean? Rav Metarutz Taimei. Rav's going to explain himself. So they say that this, that an animal with two backs is different than every other ubar, right? So somehow you have to figure out that Rav was bothered by that. Rav didn't want to let this brisa go by. He wanted to say something about this brisa. He didn't want you to think that somehow it's a steer on his shita. Shmuel mataritza taimei. Shmuel for sure is stuck. So Rav mataritza taimei. Rav says like this. Ben arba ladaka. A 4 month for a daka animal is too early. It's an avela. Ben ches legasa. 8 months for a gasa, also a problem. Haimenu ulamata asr. Anything lower than that's for sure asr. Medavar mamurim. When I say asr, I mean it's in an avela. Medavar mamurim. When is that true? Kishiyata la'avra olam. At least it was born. But it was born after the 4th month. That animal can't survive. That animal's not going to survive. Abel b'me'imo shari. But in the womb, what if you shechted the mother and the baby's inside? It's only 4 months. It's been pregnant for 4 months. Can you eat that baby? Absolutely. Yatza mi yeshel shnei gavin u'sheish edros, excluded is a two-backed animal. Shtafil b'me'imo nami yatzer. Even in the womb, it's yatzer. U'shmul matar etzatamei. Shmuel's going to give his own reason. Ben arba ladaka, ben shmona lagasa. 4 months or 8 months. Haimenu lamata usher. Lower than that, usher. The medivam, when is that true? Kishalo bishalo kalo chadashav. It wasn't born to term. Abel kalo chadashav, mutter. It's mutter, even if it goes out into the world. Yatza mishi yeshlo beit gabnu. By the way, if it went to term, there's no chiddush in that. Right? Went to term. An animal was born to term, it's mutter. So if it was born premature, it's never going to live. If it's born to term, it's going to live. Yot the no chiddush there. Yotza excluded. Mishi yesh lo beis gavin ubeis shadros. Excluded is a two-backed animal. Da'afag after kol lo chadashav. Even though it went to term, somehow im yotza la'avro olam aser, it's still aser. Why is it aser? It's not going to survive. Bimeimo shari in the mother's womb, it's mutter. Good. Now Tony Tana kamed the Rav. We learned the brisa that Rav learned the brisa like this. Hamapelas brias guf. If somebody gives birth to some kind of a guf shaped thing, she'enu chatuch, where there's no cuts for any body parts, like a almost like a stump. Ubrias rosh she'enu chatuch, or the same thing like a head. Yachal tehne imo tenei leida. I would think that such a woman is considered a valid birth. Talmud lamar isha kisas ria b'yol dezachar. V'yom ha'shmini yimol. Misha roi lebris shmona. So the only time there'll be a leda is if it's roi for a bris mila. Yatsu elu she'en roi lebris shmona. This is not going to have a bris mila. This baby is not going to live 8 days. Amalei rav u'basayim hachi. And end off like this. V'shiyesh lo shnei gabon u'shnei shedros. And it had two backs or two neck or two spines. In other words, something that cannot live. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba savel lemevet of the kavasa de Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba wanted a pasuk like Shmuel. That what? That a vlad born with two necks or two backs is tamei tumas leda. Why? Why that? Why? Right. Amale Rav Huna my daitach lechumra. You want to be machmir like Shmuel and say what? That it's really gonna go to term, and therefore it's considered a leda, and therefore now she has tumas leda. Chumra da'asila de kulahu. It's a chumra. It's gonna lead to a massive kula. What's the massive kula? The yikahavis la demetar. You're gonna give her yimetar. You're gonna give her days where she's gonna be seeing dam and she's mutter to her husband. That's not true. Avud mea kavase de rav. Rather paskin like rav. The kaimalon because we learned. Hilchas akarav ba'asiri. The halacha is like Rav ba'asiri. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. You hold like Rav, whether you win or lose. You gain or not. You hold like Rav. Right? The Rajba says a brilliant word over here. The Rajba says, wait a minute. Many times, we have this Masechta. Many times in this Masechta we had, right, that Misafek, we told you, Misafek, we said, this woman, has Tumas Leda. Right? Many times we said that. Tumas has Tumas Leda. And nobody ever came up with a question. Yeah, but it's going to Kula, that's Asil, it's a Chum, or the Asil is De Kula. Never said that before. Many times we said this. Right? Many times we said, listen, what are we going to do with this woman? I'm not sure. She had a baby. She not. You know what? We're going to say she had a baby. She's Tame for 14 days. And then we'll give her something to make the Hira. We never had this problem. The answer is, says the Rajba, no, the answer is like this. If you have a suffix, had a paskin, you have no choice. You have a suffix, I don't know how to paskin. Here, we know how to paskin. We paskin like Rav. You want to come up and be more chumradik like Shmuel? That's a big mistake, because it's a chumra that's going to lead to a kula. Amar Rava, Hari Amru Ishi Yoledes Letisha, V'Yoledes Leshiva. Listen to this, Gemara. We know that a woman can give birth in 9 months, and she can give birth in 7 months. Behemah, what about a behemah? Behemah gasa. Yoledes Letisha, that we know. Yoledes Leshiva, can a behemah give birth in 7 months? Oh, lo yalda, or not. What exactly is a nafkamina? Whether a behemah can give birth after 7 months? Well, for what reason do we need to know that? What's the difference? I didn't ask that question. The Aruch HaNeir asked that question. Who cares? Who cares? Right? So, Amar of Nach, Vayitzchak Tashma. So we said like this, Haimenu ulamata asa. We said like this, the 8 months was no good. And anything lower than that's also no good. My lav gasa? What didn't that mean? We're talking about a behemah gasa, right? So therefore what? If a behemah gasa has a 7 month pregnancy, it's also no good. No, we're talking about that. We're talking about a daka. We're talking about a 3 months by a daka or 2 months by a daka. Haimai, wait a minute. Yeah, Bishlamba Gasa Istra. If you want to tell me that, if you want to tell me about a Gasa, that makes sense. So that the Chemina, I would have thought, "Hol ubi isha chay behema namichay." By a woman, she can have a 7 month pregnancy. So too, maybe an animal also. Come on, Shmuel on the low. Ella, yeah, Adaka Itmar. Telling me that Adaka 3 months. Pshita bas plus a yachin mika chay. Can an animal live after 3 months? Impossible. So the Gemara says, because I'll tell you why, because they have the same term. They both have 9 months. So just like a man has humans have 9 months, animals have 9 months, humans have 7 months, maybe animals have 7 months. But to tell me that a daka can't give birth after 3 months, that's so obvious.
One thing doesn't do anything for us anyway. What for
I know, so what's the relevance?
Exactly.
I don't know. What's the relevance? I don't know. Maybe, is it the relevance? Someone, I want.
For the Indian church, don't, comes out, we consider it not viable?
No, it's not true.
I say this.
Yeah, I don't know what the nafkamina is. There was a very long footnote here from the Aruch HaNeir. I didn't understand it. Itzdruch. No. Sogat at the Chemina. Kol Batzer Treyarchi Chai. I would have thought like this. Kol Batzer Treyarchi. I would have thought 2 months less than whatever the term is. That's what I would have thought. 9 months? Seven. 4 or 5 months? Three. Kamash Blan, we don't say that. Rather what? No. Anything less than 4 is no good. What about our question about the 7 months by a behemoth? That question is not answered. Because now we're going to move on to a new thing. That question is not answered. Okay? By the way, Tvushar says, it's impossible to know, unless you have a telescope, unless you're watching them 24-7, how do you know when this animal became pregnant? How do you know that? Well, you're watching them mate? It could be. You're busy with them, right? It could be. Right, so if you mate them specifically, it is possible. Oh my goodness. Okay. Amar Yudam Shmuel. Hamapelas demus lilith. If you give birth to something that looks like the shade called Lilith, the shade. Emo Tmeyaleda. Right? Vlad who? It's a normal Vlad. El Shieshlo Knuffin, but it has wings, like a demon Lilith that seduces men. Such a thing like that. Rashi says, Sheda, Shade, Sheshel, parts of Adam, Vieshel, Kinephayim. So the Achronim asked, we had already that if it has the face of an animal, the body of a goat, it's also a miscarriage. Why should this be any worse? Oh, you have to figure out all these Gemaras, put them all together. Tanya Namihachi, Amr of Yossi, Maisa Bissimuni, there was a story in the town of Simuni, Ba'achas, Shepil, the most Lilith, she had a miscarriage, looked like Lilith, Uba, Maisa, Vlad, who else, Sheshel, Kinephayim. It's a Vlad, but somehow it has wings. Hamapel is the most nachash. What about if it looks like a snake? Hora Chanina bar Achav, so Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Chanina, the brother, the son, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua, said, Emo Tmei Aleda. Right? Halach Rabbi Yosef. Some Trump changed this. The Yaiva says there's no Tana named Yosef. Either it's Yosef Glili, or it's just not Reb Yosef, it's just a guy Yosef. Right? Yosef went, Besifer developed the name of Gamliel. He said over to Rabbi Gamliel, that they were matame a woman who had a baby that looked like a steak. Shalach Rabbi Yeshua, Hinat ben Achicha Uba. I want to go meet your nephew. I want to see what he had, why he said that. So Behili Chasan, when he was coming to meet Rabbi Gamliel, Yatsa Kalas Rabbi Chanina Lekratzo, the wife of Rabbi Chanina went out to greet this guy, this nephew. Amr lo Rebbe, tell me, Hamapelos Kiminachas Mao, what's the story if a woman has a miscarriage looks like a snake? Amr lo, Imo Tahara, the mother's star. Amr lo, Hello Mishimcha Amr li Chamosi. You told my father-in-law, whatever, you told them that she's coming. The Amar Lo, Me'ez Hatam, what's the reason? So, Homil, for Gagal, Eno, Gagal, Kushal, Ozom. We had this, right? The snake's eyes look like a human. We talked to Debria, once she said that, Nitzke, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua remembered, Shalach Lo, Rabbi Gamliel, Mipi Horor, Chanina. And he explained to him, that was why he said it was Tamed, because they looked the same eyes. Amar Abayi, Shemar Minat, Sober, Mirabana, Dharma Milsa, when you give over a vart, Lema Beitaima, say the reason. Dechimad Karu Le Midgar. So it could be remembered. Okay? Very good. Next Mishnah. Hamapeles Shapir. If you miscarry a sack, some kind of sack, Mole Mayim, Mole Dam, if it's full of water or full of dam, Mole Gavnunim, full of tissue, Eino Chosheshes Levlad. That's not Choshesh for a Vlad. Imhayim Merukam, if it was formed, Choshesh Teshev Lazacha Ulu Nekeva. She has to hold both. Hamapelas zandal. If she has a sandal, oshilia, some kind of baby, some kind of fetus, oshilia or this, right? The long Rashi here. What it is? Teishev lazacha ulinakeva. You have to hold both. Now says the Gemara. Bishloma dam umayim. I understand if you miscarry dam or water. Lo klumbu. That's nothing. What? That's not a baby. Ela gavnunim, but tissue, what's tissue? Necho, shem vlad uvenimua. Maybe it's a vlad and it got dissolved. Amar Abaya, kama yayin chai shasas imo shel zeh, shenimua chabur b'tof maya. How much wine do you have to drink? I think that's what this means. How much wine do you have to drink so that'll happen? In other words, it's not going to happen. It's not true. It's not true. It's just simply not true. He's giving a muscle. How much wine do you have to drink for the baby to become dissolved? In other words, there's no baby. Rava Amar, Mole Tanan. It says Mole. Vim Isha is Muche Ismach. If it would be a baby in there, Mechaser Chaser. It's not Mole Gavnunin. There's a baby in there. Amar Vada Brava. Amar Gavnunin Tanan. It says Gavnunin. Vim Isha das Muche Ismach. Kul Vachad Gavna Hakoi. Had there be a baby, Gavnunin is like plural. It means like tissues. Different colored tissues. If it would be a baby, it would be one color. It would all be a baby. Tana, Abishal Omer, listen to this Gemara, 1 minute. Kover Mesim Hayiti. I used to be a grave digger, right? The Ein Yaakov says, it's Derech Eretz to say, I used to be, even though you're currently a grave digger, you should say, I used to be one. You shouldn't be sitting around Abishal Shudas, oh, I can't, I'm a grave, I can't wait to dig your grave. So you say, they say it like in past tense, I used to be, even though you currently are. But Yisi Mistakel about Tomer Shal Mesim. I used to look at the bones of Mesim, right? What's he looking at bones of Mesim for? So Ein Yaakov says, when they would kill people at Misas Bezdin, bury them in the Bezdin cemetery, they would then inter them and move them to their Kibri Avos. So when he was in charge, that was his job. When he would do that, he would see the bones.
Was very busy.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't, job. He wasn't very busy. Hashosi Yayim Chai. So if somebody drank a lot of undiluted wine, Atzamo Serufin. The bones were terrible looking. Mazug, if you're a little bit diluted, Atzamo Sechuyin, they were black. Kiroi, correct amount of wine. Atzamos Meshuchin. The Atzamos were Meshuchin. What's Meshuchin? Meshuchin means good, nice color. Kol Misha Shizyasa Meruba Mechalato. Anybody drank more than they ate? Atzamos Serufin. The bones look terrible. Achilasa Meruba Mishisiyaso. If the other way around, Atzmasov Sechuyin. The Atzmasov were black. Karoi, if you ate the right amount and drank the right amount, Atzmasov Meshuchin. The bones are good. Okay, I got it to Gemara here now. From now till the end of till the next Mishnah, till the top of the Beis, till the top of the next Damid, we just ran out of time. Tomorrow's doctor, hopefully we'll catch up tomorrow. Tassine, I got it to here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.